I know that music. Well, well, well. Look at what the cat dragged in. Ladies and gentlemen, there he is, America. Stand for Steve. I'm Scott Van Pelt. SV Pod. Back.
That's all you gotta say. Back.
Kinda.
Sorta.
Right. This is just like a little, like a tapas. Small plate, just to remind you. Oh yeah. That thing that we did.
Yep.
I'm excited. I can't speak for you.
Absolutely.
Here's what I was reminded when we were sort of in the ether there for a while. The hardest thing to do in what we do is to connect to people, create an audience. And we managed to do that. And then we abandoned you. More me than him. And you'd wherever you'd go, people would be like, where's the pod?
What happened?
What happened was, I think that we felt like we just wanted to have something like what we have, which is the muscle of Omaha behind us. I always loved this part.
Yeah.
Get a chance to connect to people. And so now, after a lot of figuring stuff out, we're here. But where here is at the moment, we're excited to have this place for today, just to allow me to reintroduce ourselves. We're going to have a space in the house where I live.
Okay.
Eventually.
Cot?
Bedroom adjacent.
All right, perfect.
A full-on, like, studio slash flop house, which I didn't even think about till now. But it's a year anniversary of me being at the Masters in 23, getting the phone call from the neighbor, your house is on fire. Not great.
No.
We talked about it on the pod. And this place, this space gives you the room to do all the stuff that... Swim season.
Oh, it's coming. We're going way up too.
We're new aging.
Pool.
Oh, new pool.
Yeah, we're moving. We're free agency hit.
Portal.
Yeah, we got in the portal. We're good.
Hold that thought. All of the fun dad pod space that I think we accidentally kind of meandered into. It's all coming back because it is swim season. By the fall, we'll have. We missed a whole flag season. Charlie, my youngest, Packers undefeated.
No big deal.
Playmaker. Didn't feel like he got enough touches. There were some ball players.
Not in the portal.
No, he...
All right, we're good.
We need to work on attitude.
Okay.
Need to be a good teammate.
There we go.
Right? That's important.
Doesn't take any talent.
To be a good teammate.
Correct.
Or to hustle.
Correct.
These are the commandments, according to Stanford Steve. We missed a whole flag season. Sam was on the Texans again. They were not good. Moving on. This chance to do all this will be great, but this podcast space, when we go through like real life shit like we did with your house catches on fire, I mean, you connect to an audience. People care about you and your life. Otis, yeah. The dog, your house burns down. How is the girls doing with life, basketball, swimming, whatever. This is the best place in the world for that, and I appreciate that. Well, we're gonna have a space in the house which we've created. Like, if you're gonna take that L, I said to my wife, like, we're gonna get some wins out of this.
Yeah.
And so having a space, studio slash flop house, just come over and crash, big fella.
All right, good.
No one needs to know where Steve
is. Put my name on the door. Kids will be jealous.
Give you the code.
There you go.
Walk in. And we'll have some chairs and we'll have some mics. We'll sit down, we'll chop it up. So I sincerely mean this. The collective effort behind the scenes of the folks from Omaha to work with us, and more me than you, because I'm just like, you have certain things you just want it to be.
Absolutely.
And I think them creating sort of this buffet of here what we can do is will be fun. The question I have, though, for you, big boy, is when we get to the fall and you're all over God's green earth, like, can we figure it out?
We will figure something out, okay?
Something.
Yeah. It's the timing, right? We want to do college football and NFL. We both love everything.
Yes.
But the idea is, where do you come out with something? Travel obviously going to be in the way. We're going to be traveling for Monday Night Football.
Correct.
We will figure something out. Saturday night, maybe. Maybe have a couple suds in the room waiting, and then we could just record then.
I think
that's fine.
How does mildly buzzed to slightly hammered Stanford Steve from T-Town and his hotel sound? Sounds like fun to me.
Loose. real loose.
Get loose into turn three, no brakes. I think that sounds like fun, but just to be honest with you all, as we sit right here, we don't know exactly what that will be, because we have to just be, I want to just be fair to you.
Yep.
Because it's a lot, and game day is the priority. Mm-hmm. And then I do think, like, imagine like 2 a.m. late night. We don't have Pac-12 after dark to contend with now.
No, it's going to be a whole different animal.
Well, maybe then maybe in that late night window, like, that's the spot. Like, you do a, you know, like, shout to Shannon and Ocho, like, doing like the nightcap thing they do. Like, I think, like, being the thing about SportsCenter, the best part about what we do, and we're getting ready to knuckle up and do playoffs, is being there when the games are done.
Yep.
So if it's a late night Saturday thing, or if it's an early morning Sunday thing, I feel like that's the lane we're going to live in, is being a college football centric pod. Mm-hmm. But then there's going to have to be another one, because we're not going to miss the NFL window. But here's the question. Where is that window? We don't know. Could it be from site on Monday Night Football?
Could be.
It could. There's like a little 2-hour show you got to get ready for, though.
Yeah.
On the TV side.
And there's a Monday night game that's usually going to be important.
Typically. Well, and you're probably going to want that. So is it a Tuesday from the house once we get that done? Because I should have been clear, that space isn't done yet. We're still not back in the house.
That's why we're here at this lovely place.
Awesome. We sat down. Steve kicked the glass table.
We're good. We're all intact, though. No break. Roche, great job.
Yeah, shout out to our guy Roche. Artwork, he's been with us from the jump. I'm trying to get the hickory. Remember the old?
I have it.
You have it?
Yeah.
The poster?
Yeah.
Really? I'm trying to get like a big one framed, and it goes back to the old days. You got Cerruti on there. He's become a thing.
Yeah.
You got Ray on there. We got
Big Boss now.
Yeah, exactly. Russillo, obviously.
Monster.
We're coming for you. Huh? Not really. You're good. You're all set. Guy's friggin' backyard's the Pacific Ocean. SVP and Russillo.
Like,
it's just Russillo. There's the Pacific. Look at my high-end appliances in marble. The shit's right off the boat from Italy. Speaking of which, this is
another detour.
This is a little teaser. We felt like it was important to just let you know this is coming back. We were trying to do it from the Masters logistics.
Yeah.
Taking the fam to Italy. The roots, my grandpa, shout out to Lorenzo from Brooklyn. It's actually really cool. My mom's seen more of the world than anybody.
Yep.
And when she turned 80, I was like, anywhere you want to go in the world, I'd love to send you on a trip. And she's like, we're kind of beyond being able to just go get off the plane and wherever and just wander. I said, well, all right, we circled back. How about you go with the whole fam? So my kid's first trip to Europe will be my mom's like last big one. Yep. I think. Which we're really excited about.
I just cannot wait to see videos. Charlie and Customs.
Global entry. It's like Jason Bourne stuff. They look at your eyes and they can tell, are you on the bad list or are you good?
Oh.
Allegedly.
From Santa.
I don't know. I who knows? We got a card, man. I'm just going to be waving the card around and being like, are we good or are we not?
Just keep walking.
Yeah. And when we're...
Somebody grabs you.
That's 90% of life. Just walk like you belong and
correct.
Wait. 95% of life, maybe. Just wait till somebody says, sir, ma'am. Just keep walking. No, I'm good. Just wave the card at them. I don't know. Our kids are great travelers, but like they've never gone past the threshold.
This is the varsity. This is the varsity.
This is starting for the varsity in a state championship level game. This is
because you got other intangibles like people. They're not accustomed to
who
might and they're going to travel
that don't speak your language.
Yeah,
I have the Diet Coke problem. I don't know what we're gonna be Coke Light.
Coke Light,
very iffy on that. Mm. Why did Daddy leave late at night? He's meeting a guy in an alley. He's got an off the boat
Diet
Coke.
Got the goods.
But we're gonna do that. Then when we come back, then we're in the mix. We're in the middle of it. It's playoffs. So that feels like a good time to sort of get this thing going.
Yeah, we'll get that ball rolling. Plenty going on. NHL, our favorite thing to watch.
Stanley Cup.
NBA, the
Caps
marathon.
Caps might make it. Caps might make it.
Maybe. I'm not going to get there. We'll know when we get back.
Yeah, we will. But if we're being honest, why is the what? And we failed you, everybody. We failed you. The real reason that we have to have the pod back up and running by the next major is what?
Double hammer.
Gordo was ready. There was a problem, though, at Augusta.
Shockingly.
Gordo, and he went full Freddie Mercury. He was in the Butler cabin. He grew out the stash, full Freddie Mercury. I don't know if he was... I never saw him pack a dip. I think he was terrified.
It was in there.
That. He gave me, like, early intel in the week was it's Spieth top 20. And I'm on the course, naturally. People are like, SVP double, what's a double hammer? Spieth top 20. Spieth missed a cut. Made a 9 on the 15th. Happens. Same guy, apparently, is like, hey, great call on the double hammer. It's like, wasn't me. And oh, by the way, he changed it.
Yeah. Willie Z, top 20.
Bang, bang, double hammer, cash.
He came in the top 10.
Oh, yeah, he did. He shot like a 69. So yeah. That was that sneaky backdoor.
Out early.
Right? And just post it, sit back, top 10. But that was not the double hammer. No. That would have been a better get back. Nevertheless, we need to have the double hammer.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have the Gordo space back here in the pod, which we will.
Yep. We're going to be able to recap the draft.
Yes.
Plenty going on about that.
We back. Daisy fresh back from Italy, ready to tell you guys.
First night for the draft.
Am I?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'll be here with you.
But is it an exciting draft?
It is. I just, when you get to this point of the year, I don't listen to one person. Like, I don't want to hear anything about, hey, you know what I heard? The Commanders.
Thank you.
Like.
Everyone, you're liars.
Let the teams take them. They pay people to do this.
Some intel down there, though, from Augusta. Some NFL folks we spent a little time with, just a little chatter.
Mm-hmm.
Can't share it. I don't know. They're probably lying to me.
That's what I said. You got to be careful.
Right. Dust off the pod and then just share your lies.
Like, oh, Van Pelt's starting his pod back up. Let's give him this nugget. He could throw it out there and look like an idiot.
Elf, we sit on a throne of lies. I don't think we do, though, because, I mean, look, it's going to be quarterbacks. It's just the thing about Augusta, and there's a million, the list of things about it that's my favorite is infinite, but it's just the number of people that you cross paths with that are just incredible people, like high achievers. And among the high achievers, we had the bigger boat theory conversation. The Cliff's note on that, if you're not familiar, there's always someone with a bigger boat.
Mm.
So in life, you just have to decide, like, A, do you have a boat? Hopefully. B, you good? You like your boat? Be happy on your boat.
There you go.
Because if you need to have the biggest boat, guess what? Especially at Augusta, the love boat is coming in.
God.
Love boat, all right? And boats with boats on the boat. That's always my kids' thing. They see a boat, they're like, Daddy, there's a boat on that boat. I'm like, he's like, yep. He's like, I'm going to have a boat like that. I'm like, good luck. You better do better than being a podcaster on cable like Dad.
Yeah.
Because we do okay. But I don't have a boat I don't have a boat.
No.
I have a metaphorical boat, but I don't have an actual boat. And I certainly don't have a boat with a boat on the boat, which would make it a yacht. The point being, at Augusta, the biggest boats on the planet are all there. And no one's trying to show off. Like, everyone's just happy that they're there. But it was a fun week. Shout to Scotty Scheffler, who was tremendous. Shout to Vern Lundquist. We got to tip our cap to Vern. I had an incredible moment where he was thanking me for what I had to say on the air about him. He's the best. He's Vern effing Lundquist.
Yeah.
And he's been the soundtrack of 40 Masters in a row. And, you know, I said this on the air. I said it with PFT and Big Cat. Oh, yeah, we're coming for you, too. Your little podcast. The moments at the Masters don't need any soundtrack. But a guy like Vern elevates them to this place that they become. You remember what was said as much as what was done.
No doubt.
If I say yes, sir, you can picture Jack raising his putter. If I say in your life, you can see the ball falling in and Tiger and Stevie mangling the high five. Did the hard part. The high five was just beyond them.
Yeah. With the Tiger, they never show the tee shot how he got over there.
Right.
And how the hell did he get over there?
Bad shot. And when we talked about this last week, the thing nobody remembers after he made that, oh, that's why he won. No, he bogeyed 17 and 18 and had to go to a playoff, and Chris DeMarco almost beat him.
Yeah.
That's the thing about the Masters that and he won in 19. That was awesome. It was awesome. Tony Finau, Ian Poulter, Brooks Koepka, and Francesco Molinari all put it in the drink on 12. You never think about the things people did wrong that lead to it. But who cares? In the end, you just remember history. This one was just Scotty kind of methodically putting it to bed.
And Max hitting the concrete part of the green. How did that happen?
This week, people weren't in the water on 12. They were deep all week long. It was wild. Max was awesome, by the way. Played great. Just couldn't make the putt. I said this was just going to be a teaser.
Yeah. Right?
But then you sit down and you just start talking.
Correct. All I'm thinking about is swim season. We are going way up.
Are you? And you aged out of the division because that's what we're still dealing with.
Our deal, we got to make the team. We're going from
you got to try
H
out
to A.
What kind of travel team swim?
This is the big boys.
Wow.
Country Glen Sun Devils. Shout out.
Excuse me.
We'll see.
Get some. Eat my bubbles.
Goal is to make the team.
All right. Let's go.
Yep. Soccer season's underway. Lacrosse season's underway. I was at games all weekend.
Was it nice?
Gorgeous. Fantastic. A little windy Saturday. We got all that wind. The wind front from Augusta came up through Potomac.
Noted meteorologist.
Saturday morning wasn't fun sitting out there. Blowing over. If you set up your chairs, you got to sit in them. Because guess what happens? They blow away.
Not how it works, bro. You get there, you stake your claim.
Correct.
It's like a land.
And if you see a person in a chair and you don't have one, don't stand in front of the person in the chair.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's true. So we had the wind front came through.
Wind front.
So very active season
for
the Coughlin household. The girls are doing their thing. Do we get the cast off?
Cast off. Played with a brace this weekend. Yeah, we had our first broken bone. Middle child. CC's good to go, though.
Charlie played soccer with a just full-on cast on, just swinging it.
There you go.
He's the swim season person I'm most interested to see because last year he got to go to that swim meet. If we're being honest, it's kind of the swim meet for the people that don't like medal in the other ones or get ribbons. So it's just kind of let him compete.
Yeah.
He didn't know that. He's five. So he won by the length of the pool and he got out and he goes, "These people aren't my rivals." He said that. I'm like, who are you? These people, because it was this other club that's supposedly rivals, and he said, "They're not my rivals." It's I won by half a pool. All right. So he started early, so he's going to be in the six and under.
Yeah.
You better look out for the little guy. Chucky Buckets is coming for y'all. My daughter, though, aged out. She went from being the oldest to now you're on the youngest, and you got to swim against 12-year-olds. That's a lot.
Yeah. I can't wait to tell Charlie to shave his head. That way he'll be faster in the pool.
And it's summer season. We're going to get that hair uber blonde for the ladies. Don't fall in love, ladies.
Don't get distracted, Charlie, with the ladies. You got to swim.
And don't fall in love with him because the next one, he's going to flirt with him just the same. He ain't loyal. But listen, we're excited to be able to just do this. We have a professional and a personal friendship something that matters a ton to us. We're happy to do what we do, talk about the life and the sports stuff, share it with you guys. Thrilled to have the Omaha folks behind it. You could just see and feel that it's just a different thing.
No, no.
And so get the word out. We back up. Again, Priscilla, you're safe. You're good. We're just a humble little guys. We're not coming for anybody's head. And then when we get back from Italy, we'll get it going.
Yeah.
Oh, one other thing I want to mention. We're not going to – it's sometimes it'll be just me, and I'm excited about what this could turn into. The idea, if you watch sports in one big thing, right, and it's one topic, one thing. The idea is to have a guest that you could talk about 50 things with, but just literally pick one thing and narrow it down to talk about that one thing with a guest. And it might not even be interesting to you, so – you tap out, go have a cream soda.
Sounds like Roy Firestone's coming back.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but I think, and it might suck. And the people that I want to do it with might be like, nah, not interested. Or if it's any good, then maybe you can, then you have that, hey, did you see that thing we did with so-and-so about the thing?
There you go.
Right? And then all of a sudden you're Roy Firestone. That's what that's what we need. We need an afternoon half hour syndicated thing.
There you go.
Shut the rest down. Right?
From the garage.
We're going to have the space. All right, so there you go. We're launching this and simultaneously making our exit strategy from everything else. Going to be a half an hour. Like PTI. You got two bald guys. We'll just do it from the garage. Flop house.
Live in the same area.
Right. Well, you can just stay there.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. SB Pod. Thanks to Roche. Thanks to Omaha. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to y'all for being patient. Gordo, get your protractors and your pencil out. Get ready for Valhalla. He'll be there. You'll be there.
Yeah.
Get ready to sweat.
Wait.
Sweat towel.
Yep.
Bucket hats. And it's all happening. It's all happening.